Time for this week's podcast recommendation. If you're a parent or considering becoming a parent, check out The Longest Shortest Time. Think of it as your 3 a.m. bedside companion. Get The Longest Shortest Time wherever you get your podcasts or listen in the WNYC app.
From WNYC, this is The Sporkful.
A few years ago, IBM made a supercomputer called Watson. You may remember this. It went on Jeopardy.
Watson, what is Istanbul?
You're right.
Watson, what is Parliament?
Right. Watson,
what is German?
German is right, and that puts you at
Watson killed it. Now IBM wants Watson to work in healthcare and business and food. They're using Watson to find unusual flavor pairings that us dumb humans couldn't figure out on our own. Andrew Zimmern's taken a big interest in Watson. As host of Travel Channel's Bizarre Foods, he goes all over planet Earth looking for unusual flavor pairings. In other words, he's kind of like the human version of Watson.
Someone says to me, you want to try this, you know, fermented whale anus? And I'm like, no, that sounds really gross. And they're like, it's pretty good. And you try it, and you're like, oh my God, I do like Bohunka. This is fantastic. Human beings are genetically predisposed to eat anything. What I admire so much about Watson is I think it's part of the fabric of what's going to change our food lives.
Today on The Sporkful, I sit down with Andrew Zimmern and the people behind Watson to discuss life at the frontier of flavor. And Andrew and I, we're going to duke it out.
Whoa. Because this now you've pissed me off.
Then Manoush Zomorodi and I use Watson to help us cook dinner. What could go wrong?
Oh my God.
What?
The garlic is not in the directions.
Watson! This is The Sporkful. It's not for foodies, it's for eaters. I'm Dan Pashman. So here's how Watson works. It's different from a computer because it doesn't just process ones and zeros. Watson actually learns. IBM fed it 10,000 recipes from Bon Appetit. Watson used the recipes to learn what flavors go together. Then it made new suggestions for less obvious flavor pairings. IBM and Bon Appetit tested the suggestions, and Watson learned from the feedback. Now they have a cookbook out and an app in beta. I met up recently with Andrew Zimmern and two of the people working on the Chef Watson project, Florian Pennell from IBM and Don Perry from Bon Appetit. Florian's a software engineer and trained chef. Don's a recipe tester who's been working with Florian.
Last year, we worked to put together some 4th of July recipes with Watson's assistance. And we didn't want to go all the way to the surprising end of the spectrum. We wanted to find something in the middle. So for the slaw recipe that Watson suggested, and at this point, Watson was just suggesting ingredients, not a method. So it was up to me and whoever the user was to come up with the method. So the slaw recipe had, like, cabbage, obviously, but then onions and buttermilk and fish sauce and flour and breadcrumbs. It was just like a bunch of stuff that didn't really, I couldn't even see how it was going to go together. And it was one of those shower moments when I was like, crispy breaded onions on top of the slaw. So, and it really worked, and we all really liked it.
You're like, but Watson knew all along.
Yes, yes. And at that point, you just wanted to get inside and see what it saw before I did.
So let's go on and talk about some of the more out there concepts that Watson has brought to your attention. One of the areas that really sticks out for me in the book is the cocktail section. There's one drink with a piece of grilled beef on top. You got cider with pork in it, and a shrimp cocktail that's actually a shrimp cocktail. Why does Watson want to keep putting meat in my drink?
Exactly.
So, really, that was the mixologist idea. That was Anthony Caporale, who's the mixologist at the Institute of Culinary Education in New York. He said to me, well, I would like to make cocktails that pair well with the main proteins you find in your meal, during your meal.
It almost sounds like, you know what this makes me think of? It makes me think of Pandora. Like, you pick a song or a band that you like, and you click go, or whichever, you may use a different app, but, you know, basically you put in beef, and you put in cocktail, and you press go, and Watson is then essentially doing what? Searching 10,000 Bon Appetit recipes and learning in the process, and then figuring out things that humans couldn't figure out?
So I wouldn't use the word search. I mean, the recipes have been analyzed beforehand, and it's creating something new.
But see, that to me is what I see out in my travels, especially in the tribal world. We were just down in Peru in the Amazon, and I was with the Boras and some other tribe people and eating the stuff that they are cooking. And the crew and several people were repulsed by what was going into this pot of porridge. Wasp larvae and live wasps and certain types of toasted ants. And there was fermented fish. And there was basically a chicha, like a fermented corn water. When the crew finally ate the finished product, takes 2 days to make, they were blown away.
I do want to push back just a little bit on a couple of recipes in the book that I saw that I sort of want to call just a little bit of BS on. Austrian grilled asparagus. Topped with pig's feet croquettes.
Oh yeah, that was delicious.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't question.
Whoa! Because this now you've pissed me off.
Okay.
What part of that doesn't sound absolutely fantastic?
That's not
to
my
you?
Objection. My objection is not that it does not sound fantastic. It does sound fantastic. If you put pig's feet croquettes on anything, it's fantastic. I'll put them in my breakfast cereal.
Okay.
So my point is that, like, it's sort of like an Iron Chef when, like, you can tell, like, someone's out of ideas and, like, oh, I turned it into a dessert. I put ice cream on top of it. Like, you know, pig's feet and pork belly are delicious. And so, like, Sri Lankan Jamaican poutine, Thai Vietnamese poutine, like, the combination of the Sri Lankan and Jamaican, very interesting. But there's a lot of things you can put on top
put
of
it over
French
fries,
to make it
and
delicious.
Everyone's going to like it.
Right. So
that's right. People say, well, I'm not going to eat a tuna eyeball. I'm like, that's fine. But you braise that huge muscle in a really big fish, and there is a great muscle behind it that's absolutely delicious. And you braise it in rock sugar and soy sauce and sake with a wedge of ginger and one dry hot chili. And you just boil that down to a syrup around that tuna eye over the course of an hour. And you put that in front of anyone, and they will devour it because that incredibly perfect, you know, umami, sweet, sour, salty, bitter home run that comes out on the plate is the perfect combination to engage someone. And if it requires some people to take a step into the shallow end of the pool by pulling them in there by the sexy lure of the lingerie that poutine provides, that's fine. At my age, I'll take a hard on any way that I can get it. If the food needs, if you need to get people in by putting on French fries, God bless you.
All right, I will accept that. That is a fair explanation.
I'm not trying to bash you.
I'm sort of playing devil's advocate.
No,
anyway.
You are. You're the avatar for the audience.
That's right.
That's why you're such a good host and so good at what you do.
Oh, shucks. We're going to make that my ringtone now. I found myself, in going through the book, anthropomorphizing Watson and actually, like, talking back to him, her, it. Like, I'd be like, oh, Watson, wow, that's a great idea. I never thought of that. Or I'd be like, Watson, why are you putting bacon in my cocktail? You know, you crazy computer technology, you know? And so I just, like, I fell into that trap so quickly. Like, Dawn, do you ever get annoyed with Watson?
Absolutely.
Tell me about that.
I joke that Watson and I are like roommates during culinary school.
Okay.
And the sitcom is like me and Watson and me doing a lot of arm crossing and Watson. But
I smell a sitcom.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's more like a Disney Channel kind of thing. I see
Saturday
you.
Morning.
Right. No, it's fantastic with your bubbly girlfriends. Like, come on.
Totally. You go down to the pizza parlor, but instead of it being like Joey the pizza guy, Watson's behind the
absolutely.
Counter. Absolutely. Like, boop, 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 boop.
Watson. Wah, wah. Yeah, so, I mean, there are definitely things that Watson can't experience, and for that reason, it's presented some challenges. Like, Watson suggested pureeing an avocado into a gazpacho. Delicious. Not pretty at all. And because I think visually when I'm developing, I was like, Watson, why don't we cube it up on top and drizzle, you know, X, Y, or Z over top rather than blend it? So there's those types of things that Watson can't always compute. And then there's just the personal experience. You know, Watson doesn't know that I don't want cilantro and tarragon together because the last time I had that dish that my mom made, it brought up all of the feelings or whatever. So that's why I think the human is still so essential.
Watson suggests a certain combination. You guys have metrics that in the book you use to sort of measure what Watson thinks of this combination. You rate the combination on three metrics,
right?
Surprise, pleasantness, and synergy. Mm-hmm. Can you explain what those three things mean?
Yeah, of course. So we said being creative is producing artifacts that are novel and taste good in the case of food. So we have surprise that tells you how different the recipe created by Chef Watson is from existing recipes that you find, for example, in the Bon Appetit database. Then we have, like you said, pleasantness that's based on hedonic psychophysics.
Hedonic psychophysics.
Nice word, right?
People say that to me all the time.
Yeah, I know.
That's basically how good does something taste?
Yeah, yeah, you could put it that way. I mean, there's experiments that have been made where people were handed flavor compounds to smell, and they had to score them from 1 to 5. So in other words, if you know the score for each compound, you can have a score for an ingredient and therefore a score for a recipe. That's a start, and that's why we have the other metric, which is synergy, right?
Right.
Yes, and that's based on the food pairing hypothesis. The idea is that the more flavor compounds the ingredients share, the more likely they are to be used together in Western cuisine, and therefore we think the more likely they are to taste good together.
A quick side note here. Eastern cuisines actually work the opposite way. Instead of synergy between flavor compounds, Indian and other Asian food is based more on contrast. So if you're cooking that type of food with Watson, you want to find recipes with a low synergy score. Before we wrapped up, Florian essentially put Watson on shuffle and had it come up with a set of ingredients exclusively for you, Sporkful listeners.
Ginger, bourbon, avocado, and cheddar.
Simmer and go.
Yes, simmer and go.
Well, I like the idea of the ginger and bourbon simmering down together into like a sort of like a lumber sexual gastrique that could then with thin slices of cheddar and thin slices of avocado be drizzled with that. And can we put it on a cracker or something, or we can put it on
Fries. Let's make a poutine.
Do you want to know something? You and your hang up about poutine.
I love poutine.
No, you don't. You've made it out to be the bad boy catch all. If you want to do something crazy, shove it on French fries.
Andrew Zimmern hosts Travel Channel's Bizarre Foods. Florian Pinnell is a senior software engineer at IBM. And Dawn Perry is the digital food editor at Bon Appetit. The cookbook is out now. It's called Cognitive Cooking with Chef Watson. There's also a Watson app that's in beta right now. It's web-based, so you can't put it on your phone yet, but you can play around with it. It's at ibmchefwatson.com. Tweet me with your results. I'm at TheSporkful. Coming up, I'm going to put Watson to the test myself. I'll meet up with Manoush Zamarodi from New Tech City. We'll raid her pantry, fire up Watson, start cooking. We'll see if Watson can win us over.
It sounds really kind of gross, but easy to make. So, let's just...
Wait, what sounds gross to you about it? That's coming up. Stay with us. Hey, friends. Check out the Longest Shortest Time podcast with my friend Hillary Frank. You heard Hillary in the Sporkful about eating while parenting. Her show is totally different from all the useless parenting media out there. It's not about tips or hacks or what you're doing wrong. It's just about funny, emotional, quirky, great stories. Listen to the one called The Parent's Guide to Doing It. If you're a parent or thinking of becoming one, check out The Longest Shortest Time. Get it wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the WNYC app. Welcome back to The Sporkful from WNYC. I'm Dan Pashman. After hearing all about Watson, I just had to try it out for myself. So I went to see my friend Manoush Zamarodi. She hosts the podcast New Tech City.
Welcome to our humble little abode. I'm hungry, Dan.
Yeah, let's eat. Manoush and I have a few things in common. We both have young kids. We both like to eat. We're both often rushing to get dinner on the table. But I love to cook. Manoush doesn't.
I would love to just look at my kitchen and then go out to eat, but I recognize that I have small children and a limited budget and limited time, so...
I'll go the extra mile for deliciousness. Manoush, she likes efficiency. So we decided to test Watson on two metrics, taste and convenience. We went to the Watson website.
Let's discover a dish, it says. And then it says, how crazy do we want to get? And there's like a sliding scale. One side says, keep it classic. Surprise me is at the way other end. What do I mean? I guess we should we be crazy and go for surprise me or what?
I say we go 75% in the direction of surprise me.
Okay.
Like, I don't want something completely insane, but I want to push the limits a little bit here.
All right, all right. I appreciate that. Okay. Here we go. 75% towards surprise me.
Okay, now it says what? Question mark. And this is where we put in the ingredients.
Okay.
All right, Manoush, to the pantry.
So we have a bowl of kind of perfectly ripe bananas here. We got... Oh, we don't want to eat this. No. All right, wait.
Look. But wait, you said we don't want to eat it, but then you put it back in the fridge.
Oh, you're right. I should just put it in the fridge. Okay. We have cheese. We have
avocados.
You got
a lot of cheese here. I love avocados. Let's get some avocados.
Okay, I'm going to get... Ooh, and it's just right. Feel.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's nice,
that's
right?
Beautiful, okay. Yeah.
All right, let's see.
We ended up with banana, avocado, Brussels sprouts, garlic, candied ginger, and jalapenos. We put it all into Watson, and I got to tell you, the suggestions were slim pickings. Irish jalapeno pepper ginger avocado banana sautéed.
Sounds disgusting.
I think the Watson naming conventions could get a little catchier.
It sounds really kind of gross, but easy to make. So, like, let's just...
Wait, what sounds gross to you about it?
Like, bananas, which sound great with chocolate, but not with Brussels sprouts to me, or jalapenos for that matter.
We're going to cook the... I've never done something like this. This is... Wow. I've never cooked avocados in a pan.
Like, that early in the stage.
Yeah, like, I don't know what's going to happen to the avocados, but we just got to trust that Watson knows.
Refrigerator for about a week, so
I have a theory that anything you cook yourself does not taste as good.
I think that's the exact opposite of the truth.
Oh my God, with vehemence.
For me, because I know how much work I put into it, yeah. It makes it taste better because it's like these are the literal fruits of my labor.
No, here's my reasoning.
Okay.
Like, I've seen all the separate ingredients. My brain can't make the transition to just enjoying the yumminess because there's too much work going through my mind to taste it. That's why I love going to a restaurant, because they present it to you and you're like, I have no idea what's in this, and it is so delicious. And they're going to take my dish away when it's empty.
Are you curious to know how an app works?
Of course.
What's the difference between being interested in knowing how the behind the scenes of the creation of an app as well as using the finished product versus the behind the scenes of the creation of a meal and using the finished product?
Personal safety? No, I think it's super important that people understand how their technology works, because otherwise they can't push back and say, like, why does it do this? Or why are you collecting my data?
But you don't think that applies to food? Like, don't you think it's helpful to understand, like, that Brussels sprouts could possibly taste good with avocado so that you can order it at a restaurant?
I just like the idea of, like, just not thinking about the manpower behind it, or lady power. But I'm going to try it. I'm enjoying just sitting here with my coffee reading this to you, by the way.
Yeah, you're not sitting there for much longer, Manoush. You're going to get over here and work. What's next?
Okay, so adding Brussels sprout, avocado, and season with salt. Then you're going to cook, stirring occasionally, for 7 to 8 minutes, which sounds like a long time because the avocado is going to turn into like a mush.
All right, well, let's find out.
See what happens.
Let's see what happens. At this point, we started to run into a bit of trouble. We had entered banana into Watson, and it was in the ingredients list that Watson gave us. Banana was even in the name of the dish, but it wasn't in the actual recipe. There was no point where it said, add banana. Strike one for Watson. Then this. It doesn't want us to add the garlic yet?
Oh, good point. Human being, you've proved yourself useful. Let's check on that. Oh my God.
What?
The garlic is not in the directions.
Watson. Come on. All right, I'm adding the garlic.
You are?
This is the right time, roughly speaking. You want to cook it, you want it sautéed. I mean, I'm throwing it in there. It was in our list.
Wow, I can't believe it forgot about the garlic. That seems like a big problem to me.
We can improvise a little bit.
Okay.
I always say, you know, people should know that like your kitchen is just like, it's like your lab.
Okay.
So you gotta experiment.
See, that's different than like if you're writing code where if you get one little thing wrong, the whole thing doesn't work.
That's right. This is art.
Okay.
I think we're ready for the next step.
Okay. So, next step.
The recipe called for soybeans, but Manoush didn't have any, so we used lima beans. And again, the Watson website's in beta. They're still working out kinks. The idea is you give Watson feedback. Over time, it learns, and it gets better. Manoush thinks this has a lot of potential, but she says it's not there yet.
I mean, this seems early days to me, I have to say. Earlier than I think Watson has quite admitted.
Well, can I ask you a general question,
yeah.
Manoush? Like, because you understand this stuff better than I do. We typed in some ingredients. It spat out some recipes that have those ingredients in them.
Yeah.
But, like, this isn't something that just sort of, like, anyone could do if they had enough RAM lying around the house.
No, but, like, we're starting to see it in other things, right? Like, I think the idea is that so many of us are overwhelmed with the amount of information there is. Like, let's say you're a doctor. How many thousands of papers are put out every year? You can't read them all, right? So the idea is, like, Watson's kind of like your personal assistant. He, she is going to read it all and synthesize what you need to know based on the fact that, oh, you're also an obstetrician who works in a rural poor area who whatever. Like, that's the idea, that it acts as like, it's like your bigger brain, which is so cool. And I think, I mean, IBM's being super smart by getting it into a place like the kitchen to start with.
We added the ginger and jalapeno, cooked the whole thing a bit more, and took it out of the pan. Watson suggested we sprinkle some shredded cheese on top. Now, again, Watson, I must point out, you know, throwing cheese on top, it's kind of like putting your food on top of a pile of French fries. But I withheld judgment until it was time to taste. Suffice it to say, we were skeptical.
Irish jalapeno peppered ginger avocado banana sautéed with no banana.
Right. Or garlic. We added the garlic.
Because, yeah.
Jeez. All right, let's do it. I think, despite our fears, the avocado actually works. The avocado, like, breaks down into this, like, rich, creamy, unctuous coating on the Brussels sprouts that makes them feel, like, sort of more decadent.
I think it's yummy. Tastes like really good Brussels sprouts with cheese on them, and it's spicy. Have you ever seen this or done this before? This idea of taking a raw avocado and, like, basically smushing it up and cooking it with your food?
I've never done that before. Now, I'll admit, like, I'm a decent home cook. I'm not a professional chef. So maybe this is, like, a thing everyone does, but I've never heard of it. I've never cooked with avocado. I've only ever had avocado raw. And the idea, like, mushing it up and letting it coat the Brussels sprouts totally added this. It adds this fatty. Mm. It scratches your fatty itch.
Okay. So, deliciousness?
Yes. Deliciousness, I think it's very delicious.
Mm.
I'm totally impressed with the avocado thing. I did not think that would work, and it worked.
Mm. Okay. Ease of use? Yes. This was pretty easy. Like, we chopped up a bunch of stuff, threw it in a pan, pretty much. I mean...
Yes, it was easy to do what Watson told us to do. But we didn't use up two of the ingredients we typed in that we thought we were going to be using...
Yeah.
We're in the ingredients list. The bananas and the garlic ended up not being in the instructions. So we did improvise a little bit. We also added lime. We didn't have soybeans, so we put in lima beans. So we had enough knowledge to improvise.
To your point, though, like, one of the things I like about some of the apps on my phone, like, you know, Epicurious, is, like, you put in the ingredients and it tells you what to do, and it's pretty idiot-proof. Like, I don't really have to think. Whereas this actually required some human input more than I expected.
Yeah, I think that's right. But the dish was more different than what you get in a typical recipe site.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you name it? Because it needs a better name, Dan.
Manoush's Brussels Sprout Surprise.
Okay. Dan's Num Num Greens.
I just spilled on myself. How typical is that?
I mean, come on.
I think I got jalapenos in my eyeballs. That's Manoush Zemirodi. She hosts the podcast New Tech City at WNYC. It's where digital gets personal. It's a great show. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts or in the WNYC app. If you want to play around with Watson yourself, go to ibmchefwatson.com and send me photos of what you make. Tweet me at @thesporkful or email me dan@sporkful.com. That really is my email address. I'll write back to you. There are also photos of Manoush's Brussels sprout surprise at sporkful.com, and we'll post the recipe there. Before I sign off, you guys may have noticed at the end of the shows lately, we've been featuring the voices of you, the loyal listeners of The Sporkful, saying, eat more better at the very end. Well, we're about to run out. We need more of your voices doing that for us. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to record a voice memo with your phone. Just imagine me saying, until next time, I'm Dan Pashman. And then you say, and I'm insert name here, from insert place here, reminding you to eat more, eat better, and eat more better. But, you know, with some gusto. You can even put a couple versions of it in the same recording and then email it to me, dan@sporkful.com. Who knows, you could hear yourself in an upcoming episode of The Sporkful. This show is a production of WNYC and The Sporkful. It's produced by Ann Sani and me. Special thanks to Lital Molad. Until next time, I'm Dan Pashman.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm Katie in Philadelphia.
Reminding you to eat more,
eat better, and eat more better.